Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The DH, Steve Henderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Ed Vandenberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Garby moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Vandenberg. Evans moves to third. Koontz moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Koontz tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koontz scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garbi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Trammell trying to get to third. Cowens throws the ball into Perkint, who relays the ball to Coles, who tags Trammell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkint hits a pop-up towards first. Garbi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koontz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Petrie. Owen moves to second. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Owen moves to third. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Putnam moves to second. Doug Bear now pitching. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonnell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Putnam moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to home to get Putnam. Cowens moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 2 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkint takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Perkint moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Putnam hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Garbi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonnell takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Larry Milburn pinch hits for Darnell Coles. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Bonnell moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-3 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bonnell scores. Two outs. It's Mariners, 5, Tigers, 5. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing third base. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Koontz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Koontz reaches second base with a double. Dave Beard now pitching. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell who is chasing the ball. Bergman reaches third base with a triple. Koontz scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Perkins applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Barbaro Garbi now playing third base. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Seattle Mariners, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.